Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and we are inside the Putnam Club at Gillette Stadium, where obviously the draft party, the buzz is starting to pick up a little bit. It's an exciting day. So, Brian, let's talk about some things going on just in the draft in general, just some buzz that we're hearing so far. It kind of seems like anything could happen between 1 and 32. It's all over the place.
What a topsy-turvy draft this is shaping up to be. It looks like Eric Fisher is going to be number one to Kansas City, maybe the most anonymous number one overall pick in NFL history, an offensive tackle from Central Michigan. So right there, it really could be jumbled up. Luke Jokel might go number two. Some guys like Ezekiel Ansah, Lane Johnson, Deion Jordan could be top five picks, but there could be many others. As far as the Patriots at 29, you picked Desmond Trufant in our mock draft. I picked Jesse Williams. I'm standing by that. But there's been a lot of buzz about some of the wide receivers like Robert Woods today. A lot of different ways the Pats could go, including a trade, of course. They only have five picks, but wow, this is shaping up to be an unpredictable and very exciting draft.
Right, and I've heard everything from no quarterback is worthy to go in the first round to maybe three will be picked up in the first round. So, well, while we're talking about quarterbacks, let's talk about the Patriots situation. They have the 29th overall pick, and we're hearing rumors that involve Ryan Mallett. Some teams are acting like they're interested. What can we say about that?
Well, there had been buzz about Ryan Mallett, you know, a couple months ago as we got closer to free agency. Now that seemed to pick up today here on Thursday. Personally, I don't think he's going to go anywhere, but if the Patriots get blown away by an offer, I think it could happen. I don't see it, though. My guess is Ryan Mallett will still be here, but you just never know.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, when we went to Nick Caserio's press conference last week, you know, he sounded very content, even keeled about having five picks, but I just don't know if I buy it. I think that they're going to try and do as much as they can to get as many picks as they can.
Yeah, so I'd be surprised if they end up with only five. I think six or seven is more likely, and then load up on undrafted guys.
Right. Well, let's talk about some other things that will be going on tonight. You will spend most of your time here at the draft party. I will be at Vince Wilfork's event in Milford.
Milford, Mass, and we'll be monitoring the draft from whatever locations we're at, bringing it all to you.
And kind of unique here tonight, the Boston PD will be recognized for their efforts at the Boston Marathon Bombing.
Exactly, and then I think Joe Andruzzi is slated to present and announce the Patriots' first pick in New York, if there is one, but that'll be a nice touch as well, kind of recognizing his efforts at the marathon.
Right, I read a quote of him saying that he is no hero, and I'm sure that a lot of the victims and a lot of people would disagree with that. So it's definitely going to be an exciting night on many fronts, and we will certainly have you covered all night long on Patriots.com, but that'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.